Live inside the 5 o'clock hour, PA in the building on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Glad to be with you, family. It feels like it's a Friday. Like I'm getting Friday vibes right now. Like it's holiday weekend. People probably getting off work and probably not going in tomorrow. They're calling in sick tomorrow. They get paid tomorrow. They're calling in sick. They're going to make it a 4-day weekend. And I'm here with you on that, family. I feel you on that. Today's show guest is no stranger to Muskegon, doing major stuff around town. A family got nothing but great reputation. Matter of fact, his sister went to Africa with us back in June. Big Rich is in the building. Rich, hey, girl, how you doing, man?
What's going on, PA? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Welcome to the show, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate you,
you making some noise out here, man. I see you guys got a bid in for Steele Middle School, or did you guys get Steele Middle School?
We got it. Yeah, we won. We won the bid. Yep. So
congratulations.
I appreciate it, man. It's been a long time coming. We've been planning this out for a while. This is something that I think that is going to explode my brother's brand, and also going to help as well with my development company. So it's a win-win situation, plus us being a minority development company in the city of Muskegon. I think that's going to, you know, kind of put us in a different perspective from what you generally see in as far as developments around the city.
So tell us the plans for Steele Middle School.
So what we're going to do with Steele Middle School is we're going to parse it out into two spaces. So one space is going to be for our housing development. That's where the football field is currently. And we're going to connect Oak and Oak Grove. We're going to end up extending Madison between Amity to Oak. And we want to develop 30 single family houses on that plot of land, specifically because we want to be able to provide some type of moderate income housing, something that's attainable and affordable to people that's within my generation or a little bit older, or a little bit younger, that seem to be priced out right now. So I wanted to create something that was attainable for single family housing, you know, first time homeowners. And then the school building, we're going to end up a recalibration of the building. We're going to end up restructuring it where we're going to make that into a sports complex. And that way it's beneficial to the entire community. We understand that that community is starting to become a little bit more elderly. So we want to make sure that they're active. But also we know that we have a plethora of sports athletes that go Division I. So I wanted to make sure that we can hone in on that with a central location that's also community-based as well. So it'll have a community center and a lot of other things.
Wow. When did you win the bid?
Won that back in June. It will be late June. We submitted the bid on May 13th. We have been working on getting everything in line because they opened up the bid in mid-March. Well, no, mid-April. So we had to, you know, get things together and wanted to make sure that we had the full onslaught of support from the city to the local residents, to, you know, the local constituents, just power players within the area. We wanted to make sure that was indicative of everyone's wants and needs that will come to the community. So we took a lot of information from the community event that they had, that Muskegon Public School had. And initially we thought that we were going to do like some apartments and everything like that. And they said, no. They wanted to keep a single family housing. And then they did seem to like the idea of a sports complex or something that was sports based for a reuse of the school. So, you know, that's, we want to make sure that we listen to the city. And I think that we delivered.
All right. Live on radio, live on social media, Rashard Thrower, we know him as Big Rich, kicking with it about his idea, his plan, his next big thing, Steele Middle School. A lot of cities do have sports complex, and Muskegon is probably one of the communities. I don't think we have a sports complex, do we?
No, the closest one is Sports House, and that's more Norton Shores going towards Grand Haven. Like, they're closer to the bridge, the Grand Haven Bridge, than they are to downtown Muskegon. So this is something that's just going to be central to our city, but also is going to bring a lot of traveling in as well. It's going to bring in a lot of people from the north, east, west, from other different cities like, you know, out in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, because we can actually use this on a multitude of different ways, from basketball, volleyball, pickleball that's been picking up a lot in popularity, especially for, you know, our, I'm not going to say elderly, I'll just say, you know, our more seasoned individuals on the 40 to 50s and, you know, going into their 60s, is because the average age of pickleball right now is 38. So okay. That kind of lets you know that that's more of a like an older sport, right, for that situation. But, you know, we're going to have it diversified for indoor football and the indoor track and field and everything. Like, we're going to try to make it well-rounded for everyone.
And do you have a time frame for this project? I know there's a lot of work entailed into this.
It is a lot of work. So the earliest I would say is that we could probably have this done by 2027 with everything that needs to be done, because the school zoning, the good thing about it is that the school zoning is already in our favor. So it's like use commercial or something like that. But that's checking into that and cross-referencing, it does work for us to be able to develop a sports complex. The only thing is that we'll end up having to split off the actual the football field from the sports complex, and that's going to take a little work, because we'll have to work with the city of Muskegon about, you know, extending those streets and then creating new roads and, you know, the whole nine yards from that part. But we've already gotten that city support. Like, we've been talking to the development director and they are in favor of it. They actually gave us a letter of support. And we've been talking to the zoning directors as well. So we've been trying to make sure that we cross all of our T's and dot our I's on this situation.
How are the neighbors in that neighborhood? How will they be impacted?
So we've been doing some studies on, you know, just things that we can consider their concerns. Because I did meet with the neighborhood president, the Steele neighborhood president, and, you know, just to get some of their general concerns, especially for the elderly. Like I said, that community is starting to become more elderly. We've thought about how we're going to mitigate noise, making sure that we have a light density, because we don't want the light to overexpand out into like the neighbor's yards or anything like that. So we've looked at everything when it comes to how we can actually restructure this to make it where it's not going to be a nuisance for them or any type of, you know, I would say nuisance issues like that could come, like, you know, from people that's sitting in the parking lot doing something reckless, or, you know, like, let's say if somebody wants to rent out the community something center for something that's a little bit more rambunctious compared to what it would generally be used for. You know, things like that. That's what they have more concerns about, just general use, how the lighting is going to go, what's the noise violations that could end up coming through or protruding into their homes. So that's what we've been looking into, and also traffic. That's been another thing as well. So we've been looking into all of those situations about how we can mitigate that with working with the city, working on new routes for the buses, and or how they also already ingratiate well with our development plan. And then from light consideration, we've already planned out that. So that's going to be a misnomer. And then, we pretty much taken everything that's been a risk that they've put out and pretty much nailed it, so that way it won't be a risk anymore. Hold on, can you hear me? I can't hear you.
My bad. I have my mic muted. That's all right. Big Rich, does the research show that this area can support a sports complex?
Yes, it does. So with everything that's around, we did make sure that we looked into the depths of density, the attractiveness, the people that will be able to travel in, close proximity to the highways, things of that nature. We've looked into all of those different aspects, and then ways that we can use it during the off seasons as well, or during times where most people aren't going to be traveling. So we've pretty much measured out on all of those things, and we've garnered that it's a very attractive situation to put in a youth sports complex or something that's just a sports complex for the community to be able to, you know, pretty much serve all different athletic necessities. But we've seen some examples of this happening in four different areas. one of them being Grand Rapids. So Grand Rapids has been able to handle this. Kalamazoo has actually looked into extending their own. They want a $40 million complex for their specific area. And then the city of Detroit, they've placed this on the east side. They've actually already embarked on this specific type of venture, and they've been loving it. And their thought process was, let's bring something that you will see in the suburbs in the what will be considered the hood. So, you know, that way they can actually feel what it's like to have that within your own neighborhood, to feel the goodness of being able to have something new or being able to have something that's just for your own and you can always use it and just be able to use it and it's not run down. Right. We've been pretty much used to that, and now we can have something that's brand new, sparkling, clean, and, you know, something that's advantageous for everybody.
Wow. Rich Thrower live with us on radio and live on social media. A big deal, family. He just, his company just got the bid from Steele Middle School. When do you take ownership of the school? Is that a lot of paperwork got to be done for that?
Yeah, some paperwork that has to be done through that. We have our attorneys currently working on that right now, and we're working with MPS to make sure that we're getting all of our T's crossed and our I's dotted. But we'll probably take control of it once we end up finishing out our due diligence stage. Once we finish out our due diligence stage, and we'll go to closing, and then everything will be done from that point. And then we'll just start cycling everything out. But we still plan to work with the MPS, regardless of us taking ownership, because sometimes they may end up needing some things. And even with them needing some things, we want to make sure that we're an open door, or a revolving door of support. So that's our main goal.
Wow. Amazing, man. How do D1 sports tie into all this? What's the connection?
Man, so that's a great thing. Yeah, I get excited about that because, like, you see that what my brother is building as far as his sports brand and just the apparel and everything. You see, I got on the D1 sportswear as we speak.
Yes.
And what I wanted to show my brother and also just other individuals is that you can support them and then also diversify what they're already doing, so that way they're well-rounded. With my brother doing the sportswear brand, we already planned out that we were going to try to do this, but it just happened to come sooner than later, you know, God's will. And with him already having a sportswear brand, having that sports complex positioned with it, even though it's going to be a separate business, I could just imagine how many kids are going to be able to look at that and be like, hey, Coach D got that sports complex that's up at the school. And how much pride that's going to be able to instill into them, and how much that's going to just like reverberate around the community. So that way it's just much like so much support that's garnered around it. Even right now, there's so much support that's garnered around. We already got people that's ready to work. Like, we have everything that we got, young kids that's ready to come in for the summer programs. So that way we can give some teenagers some job opportunities, and then also create different, you know, tangible relationships with those kids and their parents and all of that. It's like, man, I just want to be able to solidify what he's already been doing in the sports realm with also having the sports complex as well. So that way it's magnified, and then we can just keep boosting his apparel outlet as well. So it's all just trying to position my brother for greatness, but also using this as a development for my company as well, the Q9 development, because even with the Q9, that's named after Quentin, in which that was like a little brother to me as well, Quentin Miller. So I was trying to propel both of my little brothers, that one that's still here and one that passed away, trying to propel both of their names into stardom, and just using my abilities as a catalyst to do so.
Wow. Rich Thrower live on radio. How can people connect with you?
So you can always reach out to me by my email at RichardThrower@theq9.com. You can also reach out to me via Facebook at Rich Thrower. You'll usually see Rich Q9 Development as well on any type of social media. But yeah, you can find me at pretty much Q9 Developments on all social media websites. Cool Rich. As you can see, I love my cologne, so I also have that as well. And yeah.
That's are you still much doing the gun training, the getting people certified for CCW?
Of course. I got a class this Sunday, and this not this Sunday, September 22nd, 9 a.m. You can actually sign up on my Big Shot Ammunition's website. And well, actually, you can sign up on the Facebook page because we have a new situation. We got to restructure our website with dealing with that type of stuff. It's a lot that kind of goes in the back end that a lot of people don't see because it's a little bit different of a environment. It's a little, what we consider high risk. So you got to kind of err on the side of caution on a lot of things. So, yeah, but you can sign up on BSA or Big Shot Ammo, Big Shot Ammunitions on Facebook or on Instagram or any of the social media websites. But yes, we are still doing it. Class again is September 22nd at 9 a.m.
How much is the classes?
125. We actually dropped our prices. It was 160 before, but now we've reduced it down to 125.
And what's the process? Once, do they take the class first and then go get their license? It's been a long time for me.
Yep, because there's been a lot of changes that have happened. I'm glad you asked about that. So you come down, you take the class with me. The CPL class is an 8-hour class. You can always do private if you want to, but the general open class, September 22nd, 125. You take that 8-hour class with me. We do shooting. We go through all the Michigan laws and everything like that. Then you take the certification that I give to you down to the county clerk. You pay $100 with them for the application. You also pay $15 for your thumb, for your fingerprints. They're going to do all five fingers. But you end up getting that receipt from the after you end up paying that money from the county clerk. You staple it to the top right corner of your certificate that you get from me, because after about 45 days, they should be sending you your either a denial letter or your actual CPO card. If they don't send you either one of those on the 46th day, the certificate that I give to you plus the receipt actually becomes your CPL license intermittently until you actually receive it, because they can't hold you up from being able to protect yourself. So you got that legal situation. But here's the big thing, though. So in February of this year, they changed the laws where you can no longer go down to your local gun stores to be able to purchase a firearm just as you would like to. If you would like to purchase a firearm, you either have to have a CPL or you have to go down to the county clerk and go to the police station. And they have to give you a purchase permit, and they run your license and so they run your information and everything like that. They do a complete check just to make sure that you're capable and able of being able to do so. But if you don't want to go through all of that continuously every time you want to go and file, buy a firearm, you want to get your CPLs.
Wow. Shania Flores said, good information. We're live with Big Rich, Rashad Thrower. We don't talk about a lot, man. We don't talk about the athletic complex. We don't talk about guns. We don't talk about housing. Before we close, I want to get your opinion on this right here. When you see this image right here, man, that's on the screen, Muskegon Heights alumni basketball game, still the talk of the town. How do that make you feel?
It makes me feel real good because of a multitude of reasons. One of them being, as you see, those jerseys are D1 sportswear jerseys. You see the quality. The quality is there, and all of the high schools around the surrounding area need to go ahead and make sure that they tap in to the D1 sportswear brand and make sure that they are supplying your athletic apparel. Outside of that, this is just a blessing to be able to see Heights and Muskegon players come together and do something that's positive for the city. It showed up. They showed up and showed out. It gave 5-on-5 type of energy. I wasn't even there, and I was able to get that type of energy. Shoot,
right.
It was crazy. And then on top of that, you got to give your credit to KG. KG, this is all KG's, like, lineage right here. This is what he's been able to feel, like from a Mr. Basketball to 28-0 to being able to go – to one school to another on Sanford Street, on the same street, two different schools, but be able to make it to the championship at both schools and be able to have success stories at both areas. Like, so it's a lot of those things like that, man. I know a lot of people like to dive into the negativity about some stuff because, you know, blah, 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 whoop-de-whoop. But at the end of the day, this is a good sign of progression, especially from how we used to be compared to what we are at the current moment. So I love it. I'm happy for it. Shout out to KG. Shout out to my brothers, D1 Sportswear. Shout out to Eddie Spencer for being able to put that on. Shout out to everybody that was in support. Shout out to all the extra stuff. Shoot, even shout out to the negativity, because the conversations was funny. The conversations was crazy. Like, you know, some people gonna have their banter, people gonna have their remarks and stuff like that. But you know, it's just, it's fun. It's all in harmless fun. And I'm just glad that this was, you know, a positive event. We just
everybody want to be Stephen A. Smith, man. That's all. Everybody want to be Stephen A. Smith. You know, they gotta get their opinion, and that's okay. But at the end of the day, the community won.
They won.
The community won. It was a great event, nothing but positive energy, and they're gonna build on it. And we all family. And when I looked at those pictures, man, we got friends and families on both sides. You know what I mean? And you're right, all part of Keith Guy Lineage. One last comment from Shania Flores. She said it was all love.
Yeah.
Sold out in the summer.
Crazy. In the hot, summertime.
Sweating hot. Up in there.
Sweating.
Like, melting.
People's phones was overheating and everything. I'm like, oh, man.
Phones shutting down on it. It was so hot. And I get it. They didn't want to turn their air on. That costs a lot of money to turn their air on in the summertime.
Yeah. That's a lot. That's a lot of energy.
Yeah, so but, we just got to soak it up and enjoy the moment. Some of us need to sweat anyway. Ain't worked out in 20 years, so we needed that sweat.
Shout out to the Heights. Heights won. They won. They got their bragging rights for the year and stuff like that. Y'all, but you're lucky, though. You're just lucky that you didn't have to face my baby brother. Because if my baby brother was out there, you know it would have been a blowout.
We want to claim him first. He played for us first.
He played for you, but where did he win it?
I got 20 you.
Ain't no, baby. 28 no, Mr. Basketball. He set the standard, man.
I know. You're right. D still got it. He not injured anything, is he?
He's back. He's getting back. Like, you know, from the last situation that happened, you know, he's been getting back. But, you know, his step's starting to come back, though. He got that little jab and everything. I was like, all right, bro, he been running a little bit. Like, man, to go from being able to hobble on one leg to now being able to run is a blessing. So
better come back, man.
Yeah, man. I'm happy to see it. Can't wait until next year. And that man might be jumping out the gym.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Then it might be a whole we gotta find somebody to double team him.
You know that.
Shania Flores said, literally Asana, there is no air in the Redmond Potter gym. So there's no air, period. So it probably wasn't designed for games in the summertime.
But
thank you for joining us. I hope mom and dad are doing okay, doing better.
Yeah, trying to, you know, everything is got by God's will. So just want to keep praying and keep everything in a positive way. But yeah, God got him. But
your sister went to Ghana with us. Did she tell you how much fun she had?
Yeah, she did, man. She was telling me like just how connected y'all felt and everything. It was wild, like. I was like, for real? She was like, yeah, like the experience out there. Some of the kids didn't want to come home. I was like, for real? She was like, yeah, like it was just, you felt one with your people.
Yeah, like, it was real, man. Real deal. Hopefully one day you gotta go with us.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you for looking after my sister, making sure that she was taken care of out there. I heard that you were chief out there.
A little like something.
Yeah,
that's what that's for people don't know. When you got two on, that means royalty. So, that means a lot of responsibility too, though. It's not just a title. You mean that you got to be spending money and making things happen. So,
nah,
you know, while it's a title, it's a lot of work too. So that we don't take lightly. So, thank you, man. Much love to you. We got to get back on. Maybe next segment is talk about investment, because I'm sure you're going to need people to invest in. Yeah. Let's get into that part. And I know you got something coming up on social media in a little bit, so people can tap in with you.
Yeah, man. And look, one thing is I want to tell you, PA, thank you for always being an outlet for us. You've always been extremely supportive. I'm talking about like just in a positive way, going back to times when you would interview mugs up in jail to show them in a better lighting. Opposed to what people look at them as. It's like you always go above and beyond to try to connect with your people, going out to Africa, making a connection there, making a connection with your people around here, making sure that we got a voice and an outlet on 103.7 The Beat, where a lot of people listen. I know people in Milwaukee listen, because people from we used to get their radio system, so I know they hear us. Just being able to like know that you put that out there for them, Hey, man, I appreciate you, man. You a blessing out here. You really are a resource, and I don't think you get enough of your flowers, so I wanted to make sure that I gave you your flowers.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much, Rich, man. And people like you who make us make this job easy, man. We love these type of stories. You know what I mean? We get the bad, but we love telling good news stories. So we'll have you back. Peace and blessings to you. Nothing but love for you and the family. And make sure you have a good holiday weekend, all right?
Appreciate you. Go Big Reds, and y'all take it easy, man. Love y'all, man. Y'all take it easy.
One love.